I'm Dave Cawley, investigative journalist and host of the podcast, Cold. In October of 1985, a woman named Cherie Warren left work at a busy Salt Lake City office
to meet her estranged husband at a downtown auto dealership.
She never made it home. Cherie's car surfaced weeks later in Las Vegas.
In the parking lot of a hotel casino.
No one knows how it got there.
Strange. It was strange.
Both Cherie's estranged husband and her boyfriend raised suspicion for investigators.
I kind of thought that he might have done something.
But no arrests were ever made. In Cold Season 3, we dig into double lives, make new connections in the case, and examine the difficulty raised by reasonable doubt.
We want answers just as much as anyone else.
They have creeps like that now too, so nothing's changed.
That's the new Cold Season 3, The Search for Cherie. Now available anywhere you get your podcasts.
It's 7 o'clock on Utah's Morning News. Good morning, I'm Tim Hughes.
And I'm Amanda Dixon. KSL's top story on the 7 o'clock report.
The Salt Lake City protests. In-depth coverage on KSL News Radio.
Graffiti and red paint remains in downtown Salt Lake City after last night's protest over a deadly police shooting.
Salt Lake City protests. KSL News Radio's John Wojcik begins our live team coverage live on the scene outside the Salt Lake County District Attorney's Office. John?
Yeah, man, it's quiet now, but last night this was a beehive of activity. You had a few hundred protesters coming out, all upset about the Bernardo Palacios ruling, and they started painting this area red. The street here in Fifth South looks pretty well cleaned up, but the entrance to the DA's office is still in shambles. Red paint everywhere, graffiti, profanity aimed at DA Sim Gill, and of course all the flyers featuring the image of Bernardo Palacios. Here's what protesters sounded like last night. Police swooped in once three or four windows were broken and they dispersed the crowd. But in the process, it sounds like a few cops were injured and reportedly hit with pepper spray. It is worth noting that Governor Herbert declared a state of emergency last night. That's going to keep the Capitol building closed until late Monday night. Live, John Wojcik, KSL News Radio.
KSL TV's Andrew Adams continues our live team coverage with more on what led to last night's unrest.
All started with District Attorney Sim Gill walking through his office's investigation and a timeline of events. On May 23rd, someone called police to report they had been robbed at gunpoint. As officers arrived, they got word that a different person had been robbed at gunpoint as well. Police found 22-year-old Palacios Carbajal, who ran away. Gill says the officer's decision to use deadly force didn't come until it was confirmed he had a gun.
We'll speak with Salt Lake City Police Chief Mike Brown live at 8:15 here on Utah's Morning News.
Some small business owners say the state's coronavirus restrictions have gone too far. KSL News Radio's Kelly Pierce reports they also held a protest last night.
Robin Openshaw lives in Park City and founded Green Smoothie Girl. She thinks all the restrictions the state slapped on companies to stop a virus with a very low death rate is killing small businesses.
We've lost 15% of our jobs in the first wipeout of our businesses, and many of these restaurants in Park City have not reopened 2.5 months later. And so if we get shut down again, we're literally going to say goodbye to small businesses in Utah.
That's why she organized a protest outside the Salt Lake Health Department last night. About 100 people showed up, many of them also frustrated by what they see as unconstitutional mask mandates. Kelly Pierce, KSL News Radio.
And the virus continues its surge across the Sun Belt. KSL's top national stories this hour. Sean Michael Lyle back live at the KSL National News Desk.
Well, Tim, COVID-19 deaths are setting single-day records in Sunbelt states as the pandemic rolls across the nation. Arizona Governor Doug Ducey is open to adjusting his response.
I am listening to the criticism, and I'm listening to the differing opinions.
Daily U.S. deaths began climbing a week ago, now approaching 1,000 a day. Coronavirus coverage every 30 minutes on KSL News Radio. The young black man found hanged in front of the Lancaster, California City Hall was a suicide, according to a new investigation. They found Robert Fuller had been treated for suicidal thoughts, had bought the rope himself. Sheriff Alex Villanueva on those insisting it was a lynching.
They're just pursuing their own political agendas.
Fuller died 1 month ago today. And New York Mayor Bill de Blasio helped paint Black Lives Matter along Fifth Avenue in front of Trump Tower yesterday.
Because there is no America without Black America.
President Trump, who no longer lives there, said the city should spend the money fighting crime instead. And flood watches are up along the Mid-Atlantic and New England as Tropical Storm Fay races up the seaboard. Landfall is later today or tomorrow. Live at the KSL National News Desk, Sean Michael Lyle, KSL News Radio.
The chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff says Confederate symbols within the military are divisive and can be offensive to black service members. General Mark Milley told the House Armed Services Committee yesterday it's time to take a hard look at some of those things.
The Confederacy, the American Civil War, was fought, and it was an act of rebellion. It was an act of treason at the time against the Union, against the Stars and Stripes, against the U.S. Constitution. And those officers turned their back on their oath.
President Trump has previously said he would never allow places like Fort Hood or Fort Bragg to be renamed.
KSL weather with Grant Wayman. Triple-digit temperatures on their way for parts of the Beehive State this weekend.
We're at the point now where we're going to be talking about excessive heat in parts of our state, the southeast, and Utah's Dixie for this weekend as temperatures there get up to near the 110 range, so about as hot as we get in the summertime for St. George. And for the Wasatch Front, we're talking about temperatures near 100, and tomorrow and Sunday as well.
We're not out of it after the weekend either. Highs on Monday about 98. Then it looks like maybe it'll cool off slightly into the mid-90s for Tuesday and Wednesday.